The Daily Talk Show, episode 603.
It's happening, guys. What's going on? Happy Sunday.
It's weekend banter. Get around it.
And we're fired up. Well, are we?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Shout out to one of my favourite cafes, Heritage Wall. They know where we like to sit.
Yep.
And people were sitting there. And so we're just like, okay, looks like we're not sitting there. And so we sat somewhere else. And then, like, we had our coffee.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, your seat's now available. And they moved all of our stuff to the spot.
Brunch, when you become a parent, is almost non-existent in your life.
It's just breakfast.
No, like, even, breakfast, the whole idea is, can we get there so early that no one else is there just in case the kid goes mad or we just need to go? And it's always 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Like, you can't stay long. This morning, I got in because Amy was taking Bodie to go on the trains and so I had to get in here early and I was like, I'll go out for brunch. It's really nice. Like, I go out sometimes and have something to eat during the weekdays if I'm doing work at a cafe, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I don't and I'm not a part of brunch on the weekends.
Mate, you
say you don't go to a festival.
Yeah.
It was a fucking festival at the cafe where I went. There was dogs. No. There was babies. There was parents. There was men, women, everything in between.
Yeah, just too much.
It was so much.
Also, we've found a specific, like, Heritage Wall has a great vibe. Like, we drive the 15 minutes from Collingwood to Camberwell because it's like, it's in a good scenario where even if it's busy, if we get this spot, it's sort of, no one really gets it because it's a, it's sort of, you aren't facing the person you're with. You're sort of looking out the window.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those sort of window seats.
I mean, wow, it's a
Where
real.
Where did you go?
I can't even tell you the name of it. It's around near Nando's head office and it just looks like some kind of little shack on the corner.
Yeah, they've had many different owners.
It was really good. It was nice. I got a little bircher, but I thought I'd missed it more than I have because I haven't.
No, brunch, I agree. I think that the earlier, like we went for breakfast later, it would have been like 10 a.m. And that's why you missed our seat initially.
Yeah.
So you have to go, I think 8 a.m. on a Sunday is
that's
before
nice.
The crowds.
Yeah, because all the people have been out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, I mean, Mr. 97, have you ever been out for brunch?
A couple of times.
With your family? That's with
just
your family?
Just with family.
But like by yourself?
No.
I remember it was one of the things that I remember the transition into going to cafes and being by myself. And I think it's like when you're young, doing shit by yourself isn't that common.
Like you've always leaned into that. You've made so many cafe manager friends.
Yeah. Oh, in saying that, Lawrence from AU79 has invited us to a cocktail night there.
Really?
It's
what night?
He's bringing more details to the table, but he just said, I've got a couple of tickets for you boys.
Who else is going?
I don't know. It's a paid event. Like you got to pay to go. It's, what is it? Cocktail. It's like,
what do we wear?
Food that is cocktail inspired. So there'll be something that you can eat that is pina colada inspired or espresso martini inspired. I think the person will be mostly wasted on is Mr. 97, but that's why I want to take him to just give him some kind of experience, some kind of food experience.
Did you see the email we got this morning?
Absolutely not. I haven't. Who from? Who did we get an email from?
Who was it from?
Well, the thing is, because it's a joint account, like our high at the Daily Talk Show, if it gets opened, I miss it because a lot of the time I don't go in just to search red emails. Like I'd have to, you know, sometimes I do.
No, I get it.
But
so I was leaving. I was leaving to go to the cafe.
Are you fired? And, are you fired up?
No, I'm actually not fired up.
Is this what
I felt like
ticked
I
you over?
Wanted to respond. And then I did. And then Sev screen grabbed it and sent it to me.
Oh, have we been trolled? What's happened?
No, we haven't been trolled. Who's it from?
It's from Kirsten.
So one thing, the only reason that I didn't actually respond straight away was because Kirsten doesn't have a last name in the email. And so I was like, I actually don't know who Kirsten is. I tried to look at
the email
sort
what's
of
her
domain. Yeah, so I think that Kirsten might be from Canada, potentially.
Are we giving too much? Like, is
no,
this?
No, no, no.
I don't even know what's happening.
It's actually good. It's good. Okay, so read it out
before we go.
So Kirsten says, hi, I heard Australia is homophobic and I'm thinking Mr. 97 might be gay. Would he have your support to come out?
Mate.
Yes.
Of course he would.
And so the thing is, my initial response was I was like, You want to, when someone gives you a feeling that you could be homophobic, you want to write back straight away.
Is that what, like, I mean, but she said Australia.
Yeah. Yes. But also, like, I think it's pretty outrageous to think that we wouldn't be. But yeah. Then I was thinking about, I was like, we talk a lot about dating, we talk about all of that stuff, but we've spoken off air a lot about sexuality, but hasn't necessarily made its way into the show. What do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, so you've just taken it, like, I don't really see that as that her saying, are you two guys homophobic, as in Joshua?
No. So the feeling was, I was like slightly annoyed in us because I was like, we've focused on that narrative of like finding 97 a girl, which is fine because of all the conversations that we've had. But if you don't have those conversations, I can see how, like, so it's sort of annoying being like,
Yeah. No, I don't find it annoying at all because I hold true to us that we've done all of that. Like, but we would never do this unless we'd ever spoken to Mr. 97 off air.
So there's that side. But then there's the side of if you're a young person who's going through, you know, trying to work out your sexuality and you're hearing the classic narrative of people just assuming that you're going to be with a certain type.
Yeah.
Because we haven't necessarily had that on air. I think that was the triggering point, because I think she's right.
Right about what?
I think she's right in asking the question. And I was why is it taken her to ask the question for us to talk about it?
We have spoken about that.
Because it got cut out of our last video that we did.
Yeah. Anyway, was there anything else to the email?
No, that was it. What do you think, Sebs?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like this interesting thing because I probably push back on people wanting to know, I guess, like the details of your sexual preference, because I don't think that makes the other person comfortable in expressing that or saying it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, having a platform like the podcast, we've touched on it a tiny bit, but probably nowhere near to the extent that we could have.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think it's like what's like if you were having these conversations, what's it? Because the thing is that if you think about it in the video, like the sex intervention video that we did, it's like there was he or she, there was all of that sort of stuff, but just based on timing, things were cut out, which then potentially made something that was way more nuanced.
I mean, that's assuming that's what she's referring to. No,
but even that aside, if you were just to look at the content, I think that the question that a lot of people would ask was like, well, isn't that assumptuous, like presumptuous to consider, like think that
he's but I mean, we're just letting people in on the piece of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm fine about it, because you can't just assume, it's like someone assuming that someone's gay because they haven't had a partner yet.
Well, exactly.
And then we haven't made that assumption.
And so that was like the email I was writing, which is like, okay, well, it's not like binary. So it's not this thing of, okay, just because someone doesn't want to have sex, like it's like if you're going to bring up the gay aspect of it, then there's a much bigger piece in the whole sexuality thing. What do you think, Sevs? I feel like you're very, your sibling, Jamesy, is constantly educating you on this stuff.
Yeah. He is. It's sort of bits and pieces. I probably steer clear of like engaging or having discussions about it because it's, I mean, my thought is it doesn't matter what you are. Like, I'll back 100% whatever you do and whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I sort of like refrain from engaging in the conversation and just support them 100%.
Well, if someone tells you they're straight, you just believe them because that's what they're saying. They tell you they're gay. Cool. They're gay. Like, same thing. It's, what's the difference, really? Mm-hmm. Like at this time and the point in culture, it's like there is no fucking difference anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just what you want to tell us and what we think. And so then if you're looking at the other side of it, you're saying, and that's where I don't know if you need to be constantly saying the other side, like prefacing, if someone tells me they're gay, I'll support you. It's like, I don't know how much in that dialogue, I don't think I need it in conversation. because if it is the reality, then that will be shown, whatever that is. But we support people whatever they choose.
It's like this thing where I guess you're trying to make it the norm, and so by not asking the question or sort of touching on that in all the content, you're sort of like in a way being like, yeah, it's okay because we're not touching on it. It's the same as what we would do normally if he was if the person was straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, it like part of it is it's like, because I guess what you're describing, TJ, is like this is what the like this is normal, or this is like what we perceive as culturally normal, and then we're just leaning into that, which potentially is isolating. So same, if you think about same-sex marriage, with same-sex marriage now, when someone says, I'm getting married next week, you would sometimes think twice of like, you can't just say, oh, like, is the bride excited? Like, you don't know what the deal is in regards to their sexuality, all that sort of thing.
I just think we can't be afraid of getting it wrong either if we do say that. And it's like, oh, my bad. It's like, I don't think, and so it depends on what's on the other side. If you then are homophobic and you've asked, is the bride blah, 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 and then it turns out it's a same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. And then there's some, like, I just think we get shit wrong. Like, and so we get assumptions wrong.
What is the, what's the learning then from it? So say, if now weddings and like now we are sort of a society that is more inclusive, and that doesn't just mean in regards to policy, but it means in like the language we use, but also just like the practical nature of like a wedding isn't just between a guy and a girl now. And so like that all of a sudden changes the way you speak.
I've got no and that's issues my thing. Getting so it wrong, I understand, because on the other side, I'm like, oh, I got that wrong. That's all good. And I'm not homophobic. I've got not, you know, and so that's what I know on the other side. And so if I do, based on living in a world where that culture, like, it's nothing to even say about the thought about what has been culturally normal. It's like that is shifting, right? And so I think that's where you just, we got to, that's where a softness has to be given to it as well. And so
there's an empathy. So what you're seeking is like empathy to get it wrong, which is, I agree with, but there is also like the opportunity of, oh, how could we actually change our language so it was more inclusive, so that it wasn't necessarily like.
But I'm just trying to look at the situation with Sevs and the conversations we've had with him, and there's been stuff on air. Like, I remember saying it probably would have been easier to find you a partner. You know, there's like, we can, you know, I've got plenty of gay mates that would love you. It's like, that's what I've said. Like, we've gone through this. And so what I'm saying is Kirsten?
Yep.
May have listened to one piece of our show, which is a continuation over 10 years. And so if we've got it, if she's thought and asked a question, fair to ask a question. And so like
the thing is that how do we express ourselves that's in a way that is more inclusive in
this conversation? This is it.
Well, no, but I think that there is, it doesn't even have to be this conversation. I think that there's an easier thing, which is like, oh, how do we make small little changes? So saying, oh, your partner, or rather than putting a gender to it. Like, I don't think that that's too extreme. I don't think it's too, like, I'm not at the super duper extreme end of things.
But when do we not take into account Mr. 97 telling us that he's a straight man?
Yeah, well, I think that,
like,
that's...
And so that's where he has. And so then we're like, okay, in this context, a partner, we could use term partner.
Mm.
And but so it's like I find that, I find that interesting, because I'm not homophobic, and it's a weird one to just be then like saying it as partner for you when you were telling us that you're straight and it's a girl.
But I guess...
Like, and so then I don't see the problem with saying that. If you have the context, I think it's really important to be saying partner if you don't know and you have never asked, and you don't want to be seen to saying, are you straight?
But if it's not completely binary, if like we've got mates that sort of identified as straight and then worked out they were bi or gay or whatever it is, and so if it's a like a bit of a spectrum and it's not as binary as straight, gay, all of that sort of stuff, if 97 said, oh, no, I'm not gay, does that then just assume, okay, well, we've got to find you a girl? I don't know.
I think so. If that's what you've just told us, if that's the piece of information I've received, because you can say non-binary, but like that infers that his belief is that I'm non-binary.
No, but it's not gay, straight or non-binary. Like he could be still trying to figure out what his sexuality is. What do you think, Sevs?
I mean, it's so nuanced. I think using... Yeah, I think there's a forethought around like all the labels that are used in terms of like partner or whatever, and that's like sort of a conscious effort to do that. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
Mm. What do you feel comfortable with? Like when, what is the language or the conversations where you're like, this feels comfortable? And has there been any time where our conversation, even whether it's making you directly feel a certain way or think, I feel like you're an empathetic person who's always thinking about how it could be perceived as well.
Yeah.
When we mentioned a producer's nipples, you messaged and say, hey, can you check with the producer that that's okay that we spoke about her nipples and we got the all clear? And so you're very sensitive to this sort of stuff. What's the sensitivities that you've been thinking over this sort of journey around dating?
Probably less of an impact for me and more of a thought around how it might impact other people. Because it can be a touchy topic for people and using those labels and using terms, can have an impact on them. And so it's just being wary and thinking about, okay, I need to be more conscious when I think about the term that I need to use to label a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think I get where you're coming from, TJ, which is like, oh, it's easier, like, from a just being able to speak and come where we've come from, it can be easier using these sort of generalizations as a through language because it's really like, the idea of even like pronouns can be difficult in just the day-to-day conversation because we've grown up with saying he and she and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
But I think that it's – and so I think that the idea around saying I'm okay to be wrong in that and be corrected.
Yeah, because I don't have like, a strong – like it's just what I've gone to. Like,
where I see that is this doesn't this is a minority that I'm not in and so it doesn't affect me and so I'll continue to speak the way that it suits me and minorities can tell me when they're uncomfortable. Whereas I think there's another version which is...
Yeah, but I don't think it's as clear cut as that because it's like that's saying that I'm not taking into account any interaction or noticing anything or... And you know other information I've received around the situation, and so I think language has shifted in that respect a lot, especially in the circles I knock about in, and so it's not as clear cut. Like the hard bit is you're not giving instructions on anything; you're just saying let's be more sensitive, which is always
a better. So it comes down to like filters. So for me, it's like even when it comes to someone who's pregnant or having giving birth or whatever it is, there's all these things that happen in regard, whether it be stillbirths or so much nuance to all this sort of stuff.
Miscarriages. I think if you're homophobic, you've got your fucking belief system pretty wrong.
The point is...
But if you make the mistake in the situation and you are trying to be better and be more... Like, I think this is what will make people learn, right? You get it wrong, you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that is... I will be more considerate in referencing sort of what it is based on just what I thought. And so, yeah, this is what will shift. And so that is what has to sort of happen, I think.
Well, so if you have a... So, for instance, if you have a miscarriage or you go through that traumatic experience... Does that all of a sudden change the way that you interact with people who are going through pregnancy?
What do you mean?
Like,
what?
So if you've gone through that experience, does that change the language when you're asking people questions about their pregnancy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so I think with all of these different elements, there is it, what was her name? Christy?
Kirsten.
So we can not be homophobic, but our language could still potentially have a negative impact or push a narrative that isn't inclusive to same-sex people. And so if we can make a really small shift, so it could be as simple as saying partner, like, oh, we've got to find your partner or whatever it is. Like maybe those small things could help a bunch of people.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll still say if you want to tell me you're looking for a man, I'm going to search you, search down a man and find him. If you tell me you want a woman, I'll tell you I'll find you a woman.
But I think the interesting – I don't.
If you tell me you don't want me to find anything, I'll stop hunting. It's horrible hunting. Anyways, but this is where – it's so nuanced. I fucking was at a party yesterday and I tried to kiss a Muslim woman goodbye and she said, no. I read that fucking wrong.
Where was
Muslim
this?
Women with hijabs cannot kiss a man unless they're family. And so, mate, you would have crumbled. It was the most fucking awkward situation. She's like, no, it's not you. I'm sorry to be rude. I'm like, mate, you're not fucking rude. I was obviously rude. It was at a party.
And so that's the thing. I mean, you are open. And like that's the thing, right? Like you will just like lean into whatever it is.
I leaned in for the kiss. It was wrong.
Yeah. But then it does get harder, does it? Like,
I think it gets harder when the pressure's on externally. But like,
but is it a bad thing? External? I don't think so. I reckon part of it is it's just like you're actually like you're just hanging around with different people. If you're just hanging around with people that have the same religion, same ideologies, all that sort of thing, this shit doesn't happen. And so now, as we like are starting to mix with all different types of people, and our friends have all different backgrounds. Mm. Like I reckon that's like the exciting bit.
Mm.
But yeah, having gone to Pakistan or whatever and like interact, like there is a leaning into the awkwardness of like, oh, what do we
do? We're going to get it wrong. Here? And that's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of people that are going to get it wrong. And most people won't learn until they get it wrong.
Yeah.
And so
the thing is that I think that from a speaking point of view, what you're actually trying to say is like, you're happy to shift if that's the thing. Whereas I think potentially there would be a bunch of people who say, no, I'm going to keep doing, I'm not homophobic, but I'm going to keep using this system in the way that I speak.
Assuming everybody's heterosexual. Like I think you're going to get it wrong pretty soon, I think, if that's what you're going to approach.
But I guess that the thing is that it's like, it's way more nuanced.
But that is the point.
So it's not like, oh, no, like, You could say, oh, no, I believe, like, I know that there's gay people and all that sort of thing, but just, like, when I speak, I'm just going to ask, like, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Kirsten brings a good point, but and there's these conversations that are in a meta approach that I think bring some form of education or some learning or just, like, listening to this. Like, think about so many people would never have thought about this conversation. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah.
And so we're just in a position where we talk and we talk a lot. And so there's the journey. And if we gave her every single time we'd spoken about Mr. 97's love life, she would have a different context. It's not to say that what she heard or the bit that she heard, she's thinking that, you know. But then also it's like, yeah, it's fascinating.
Fordo says, drinking game, have a sip every time Josh says leaning in or learning.
I say learning a lot, don't I?
Carl Dundas says, D&M Sundays, love it.
I think the thing is the Fordo, life is learning. That's it. Life is about learning and leaning in.
Fuck, how many sips have I got?
That's what it's all.
Can you get me a beer,
Seth? That's what it all. But Fordo also said.
Do you actually want one?
Yeah, it's been pretty heavy.
Yeah, I'm out of water.
We've probably only got like 10 minutes left.
No, that's okay.
You still want one?
No. Okay. It sounds like he doesn't want to get you water. And
he's getting me a beer.
Oh, a beer. Oh, that's right.
It's yeah. I want to play. Let's get this drinking game going. See how pissed I'll be by the end of it. I'll need a spoon too, Sevs, just to open it, crack it open. Something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, the social
Before
media.
You dive down you, that fucking
are you? Are you leaning in? You're gonna have to take a drink to social media. I saw the pig video.
This is what you do at brunch on a Sunday. You look through your phone at photos that you've taken a long time ago or videos, and I found one from the piggery where I was trying to spoon a pig.
Did you upload it and then you got your thumbnail wrong, so you re-uploaded?
Okay, here's a learning for you guys. Sunday learning.
Drink. Learning.
Oh, fuck. When you go through your camera roll on your Apple iPhone and select a video to post on and then you post it directly through your photos, your album, so you don't go natively into the app. You actually
you shared it.
You go click it and then go select little Insta icon and then it sort of brings up the, you know, description tag, put it in, press it. Mate, dump your fucking fade into the video.
Mm.
Fade from black. It applies a fade from black. And so
this
my
is like
thumbnail.
You editing and just adding a fade to everything.
It's such an amateur move.
Yeah.
Fade to black, which means thumbnail is black, unless it's an image, a photo. But videos fade from black. So I had to delete it because I ain't no fade from black guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that on my feed. Looked dumb.
The thumbnail thing is, even I sort of fucked the thumbnail of the Mrs. White video.
Definitely. I saw that. You know what I thought? Yeah. He's done that on purpose. I was like, he must have chose that. I'll respect his decision.
I chose it, but I was like, I mean, it highlighted the need for more resources because I was like, we need to just get this. Like, we can't have everything put. Like, I did it and I was like, I selected it rather than I should have created something in Photoshop. And
it
I was
takes
like,
time, dude.
And so that was the whole thing. Yeah. So I've like uploaded it. I saw it. And then you look at it when you share it across on Insta stories. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty shit.
It's but, just,
I'm like, we spent all this time doing this video. But I'm like, you know what? Like, that's the game that we're playing.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
There's a leaning in learning.
Were you even not meaning to?
I promise you I was not. I don't want to drink this that fast. It's only 1:30.
97's word for the year, which is two words, is leaning in. So.
There's another one.
Fordo, it's a good game.
I thought you meant there was another word.
No, that's it.
Far out.
So, yeah, you're just posting randomly.
Oh, no, I was just posting randomly. I had time at brunch. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Post from brunch. Did you post anything from brunch?
No, I actually spent less time on my phone. I was thinking of, I was reading.
You were
thinking
about Kirsten's email.
Yeah.
You were fired up when you got here this morning. Was that because?
No, it's because I've had a lot of coffee, and the idea of going into a big festival, St Kilda Festival.
I mean, but here's the learning.
Yeah. Okay. What's the learning?
You have probably felt like this so many times in your life, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
We
went to the NGV. So what we're doing today is for MTV, we're doing a takeover of their Instagram account, and we're going to St Kilda Festival. We've been to a couple of other music events around Melbourne. The NGV one we did Friday night, I felt sick. I felt sick. Like, I felt run down.
I feel like I was like sweating.
But we felt great after it. We were like,
yeah, but the thing
that's
is,
good.
Yeah,
that's fun.
After it, but like, and it's not even the event. The event's good, but it's the, like, we're doing this thing around asking artists questions.
Mate, let's have a few beverages. There's no rule around how many beverages we can have today. And
so I need wine, though. Do you reckon I'll be able to have wine at the festival?
Yeah. We're getting media passes.
Oh, great.
Is that true?
Yes, we're meeting someone and we'll probably be late if we don't head off in a second. But we're getting media passes.
It's only going to take half an hour to get to St Kilda, no?
Where from?
Yeah.
How do we get there?
Uber? How do you plan on getting? What do you think?
Oh, it's
you
a
were
bit
doing
of a
PT, cl- weren't you?
It's a bit of public transport.
I don't even have a Mikey.
It's a cluster. Well, we can buy one. Business expense.
Are we really going
to
get.
It's a clusterfuck to get to take a car in there because it's completely. We can do it. No, we'll get an Uber.
Let's Uber. I would have been if I had to do tram it as well. I would have been a lot worse than I am right now.
One night we got so wasted at the St Kilda Festival, and my mate drove down to see us, left his car there, came back the next morning, towed.
Oh, that's annoying. Well, I mean, the Uber, like, that's what's great about Uber.
Yeah. What else is people saying? Jasna Curry, hey.
She says, I take heaps of photos when I go out on the drink because I forget shit that happens the next morning.
How much are you drinking, Jasna?
Sometimes they're hilarious. Then I go straight to Facebook to see if I posted them. Oh. No, I think the, there is potentially something in having a beverage.
No, but this is, last year I wasn't drinking and St Kilda Festival is so much fun. And we should, like, we're not taking it to excess. We're just going to have a few beverages.
Yeah. And
it's the 40th anniversary of the St Kilda Festival.
Oh, that's great. No, I think, like, you're right. When it's the same thing as when we went to the Halloween parade in the US. Yeah. It's like, it's not really, like, a lot of people, not really my thing.
Yeah.
But when we were there, it was good. Yeah, what are you thinking about, Sevs? What's going on?
I was having more of a meltdown at the Halloween festival than you were.
Oh, yeah, mate, that was after a 16-hour flight and we land. Like, that's full on.
Were
like,
you having a meltdown? I can't.
This
I
is was the first day I got to LA.
Just a lot of stimulus. No, you kept asking me how I was feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was your first time in the US as well.
Yeah.
So you're seeing, like, SWAT cars set up. You're seeing, like, it's all quiet.
Yeah, that's fun though.
Yeah.
It was just the people that were the stimulus.
Yeah, actually. Lots and happened. Also trying to find a Halloween costume was a bit of a pain as well, let's be honest. And then Tommy, you bought something and then returned it straight away.
But I still pay for it. It was 70% off, so I just left
yeah,
it on.
That's right.
I bought it and gave it back to them. That's how cheap it was. Right. We walked away with three costumes. Four or five costumes for $30.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It was ridiculous.
And then you were annoyed because they didn't say that you had to heat up the teeth to wear the
teeth. Oh, yeah, that was so frustrating. Because I've bought teeth before that you put in that you don't need to heat up. They just go straight in, but these were like, anyway.
Yes, it's worth it. Like, I'm definitely getting out of my comfort zone with this stuff because typically if, like, say there's a festival near my house, it's like, okay, well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Not going.
Yeah, staying inside, staying away from the crowds. But there is, it's so interesting, like, there is a certain personality. Do you think, like, Sevs, I think you are that personality, TJ.
Like
the you go to, like, oh, I hear the beat. Like, where's that drummer coming from? And then going.
I mean, yeah, I've been going to the St Kilda Festival since I was 17, 16. I once actually tried to win this competition, but anyway, they let me in anyway to the private area. And so for Strongbow, years ago.
Cider, what is Strongbow?
The cider brand, subpar cider brand.
Who was saying something about cider, a cider that I would really get around? Privy to that conversation, Sevs?
Can't remember.
Not there.
It was some form of, it's a sours. Someone was saying, oh, you guys would love a sour. Can't remember. Sevs, festivals, yay or nay?
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Not my thing.
Nah, too many.
There was a festival up at the park near my house last night.
What were they doing?
It was low level, like just like a family kids festival. Like,
not run by
actual festival, but just like a little kids. I don't know.
You could have taken your dog there.
Nah, too many people.
What are we doing for Bodie's birthday?
Oh, he's having a party in the park.
And lots of people?
Family.
Okay.
This is where you just...
I'll be fine because I went...
Can you just come wearing the easy rig and the camera? Just behind your comfy... get Sevs in the easy rig. No, I've got to make him a birthday video. I do it every year.
So did you do it last year?
Yeah, I just did it. I had the C200 there. I was just fucking around. It was nice.
But no, I did the first one before we even were business partners.
That's right. That's right. That was before we even... No, that
we
was
had just we started just the show. Started the we podcast. Hadn't even announced it, I don't think, yet.
Yeah, we just started the podcast. We had it was Feb 14 and we started the podcast Jan...
16.
Yeah, wow.
And so what sort of catering?
There'll be sandwiches. There'll be... Oh, hopefully my brother will make sausage rolls. Mm. It's real good.
The cursive font in the invite...
I didn't make it.
Made it look like the 1st of Feb. And so that's why Bree had put in the calendar the 1st of Feb.
Was there not something after the...
Yeah, it's just like the 16th or whatever it looked
like. Here's the fucking thing with invites. No one reads them. She didn't read it properly. Mm. I sent an invite to my mate for my wedding and he calls me on the day because he said, mate, I can't make it. I've been food poisoned.
Food poisoned?
Oh, he got off a flight. So he flew from Mexico to Sydney mm-hmm. and then literally had his flight booked to fly from Sydney to Melbourne that day, which was my wedding day. And he messaged me and said, he called me 9 a.m. because he saw that I was like doing Insta stories and shit and saying, it's my wedding day, blah, blah, blah. He calls me and goes, fuck, dude, I'm so sorry. I thought you'd sent me your engagement party invite. I didn't read it properly. And so he, and he's like, dude, I would have fucking pushed through. I would have shat myself on the plane. Well,
take a sip because what's the learning? Taking a sip of his beer.
Read invites.
Send an attached iCal.
Yeah.
Really
I
dial reckon, that in.
What about, I think it actually requires a link, RSVP link. I think if you were to, almost like a terms and conditions. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Just think that that's the way it needs to go.
Yeah, I agree.
This idea of just, because what you do is you just, you're throwing out JPEGs into iMessages hoping that people read them.
Yeah.
And I reckon, and so if it's the same.
You get it wrong,
I'm very clear on this actually. If it's the same platform that you're sending memes through.
I don't send memes. I don't send you fucking memes.
You Who's definitely sending do. Memes? So people are constantly sending memes.
I'm That's tagging people on Insta.
And so people send memes all the time.
Nah.
You can't say that the way that you send a meme is the same way you should send a wedding invite.
Yeah, but listen, I don't want to knock down a forest and send you a fucking piece of cardboard, bro.
So that's what I'm saying,
but
a
this
link.
Is what, this is
so if it was a link and it clicked through and it was very clear.
Effort. Way too much effort.
It's actually super easy. Way There's too like much platforms.
Effort. Bianca says they have digital RSVP websites these days.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what I think but is the best way to do it.
But when you're sending it to mates, they should just fucking read the thing that you send them.
But then, how do you even manage the RSVP at that point?
I just wanted to sip. We don't really care who comes. Like, just come if you can make it, make it. Like, it's not. No, it's so not, what's the it's not like so we're you catering for so you didn't 70
need,
people.
So for the wedding, you didn't need people to RSVP.
Yeah, it said RSVP on there. But like, literally, people don't
but
read.
Then you have to manually count the RSVPs in your phone.
So was that a yes
Whereas
or
the digital had, platform would have done it all, and you could have seen, like, okay, great, got 68 out of 70 people.
If the person says, oh, amazing, so pumped for you.
For you. Are they
then
coming?
You're like, are they coming or not? Do you then have to write back, hey, man, is that a yes?
Yeah.
That's what you have to write back.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not, but like, I'm not having, if I did it again, I'd do it via the RSVP thing. For a kid's birthday.
Yeah.
For a kid's birthday, I don't really give a shit. Just get back to the parent.
So what date is it?
16th.
Okay.
Saturday. No,
15th. I actually didn't read 15th, the invite.
Sorry. Either did it. Well, because Bryce.
Then what?
Well, because that was the contentious issue.
You didn't
Amy's,
read it. Just read it.
I just saw Bodie's birthday and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I'll be there. Yeah.
I'm in. So, yeah, you're both coming.
And so what's the, what cake?
I don't know. I haven't made it. Actually, Catboy. He's got. So what Amy bought a. There's a company in Melbourne that prints you the top of cakes, and so she's got this thing in the mail that has it's like a Catboy, and it says happy third birthday Bodie, and it's got Catboy in the middle, and so you can eat it. Remember that shit?
Oh yeah,
it's like
the
edible printing.
Yeah.
And so there's just a company you pay $14 and they deliver it to your house. Or, you know, in a business or whatever.
Right. Jem says, how annoying when you set a date for something and people are keen and then they ignore it. Can't imagine. Maybe not adding an RSVP link in the group message was my undoing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Jem, you're fucked up. Yeah, see how I feel now?
But also, fucked, group, it, but also group messages are dumb.
Anyway, let's go party at this festival. I'm pumped.
Yeah, it'll be good.
We're getting paid to go to a festival, son.
It's great. It's great. But we already got paid. It hit our account in December. And so
whatever, it doesn't feel like it. Doesn't feel we should.
I reckon you should take the money out and at the end of the night just give it to me in cash. And so well, who's performing?
Mm. Headlining. Is this I think it's
public information.
Yeah, can you just look up? I don't want to say because on the run sheet it actually said embargoed.
Okay.
And so I can't. So can you just look at
ooh la la, embargoed. This is great.
St Kilda Festival headline acts.
Do you want the ones that you've missed?
Well, we're seeing Stonefield, Remy. Like, there's a bunch that we're seeing.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. It's the embargoed was the headline, but I don't know. Just see who is headlining St Kilda Festival Melbourne. And it starts with an I.
Starts with an I.
Second word, H. And I won't say the rest.
I'm just looking through all the artists.
Briggs played there 1 year. Sick. Client Liaison was sick. It's heaving.
Oh, yeah. Ice House.
If you found that on the website. Ice House Supply.
7:45 till 8:55 p.m.
Yeah, we'll catch those.
Sounded cooler when it was embargoed.
Yeah.
Ice House, they do good hits.
Stonefield.
Yeah, that's who we're seeing.
Psychedelic. And so it's 5 till 5:45 p.m.
It's a free festival.
Dude, it's free. It's been going for 40 years. It's the best. It's so good.
It'll be good.
I mean, you bust your nuts.
What's the weather like?
What's the weather like?
And while you find out the weather, Sevs, is it a festival like there's going to be food trucks and stuff?
Food trucks. There's shit going on everywhere. Interesting fact, they close down the bottle shops. You can't buy, and the bottle shops are only selling singles. So you can't walk into a bottle shop, but you can buy single drinks from the bottle shop.
You can drink out and about.
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure about. Maybe the bottle shop create like an area. But they basically stop people. It's changed over the years, but the drinking, you can't just walk around with a drink. No, there's so many areas though that you can go in. Like all the bars create like an outdoor area on the street.
Yeah,
because everything's closed down. You're walking through. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Yeah, I think it'll be good. All right, guys. It's a good sort of stretch. Good learning. Good leaning in. Finish it off. Give us a big
20 degrees, Josh.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Because it's quite humid this morning. All right.
This beer's going straight through me. I gotta take a piss.
Okay. Anything else, Sevs?
Just quickly, we got a review from Leah. 600 eps. Happy 600 episodes, guys. Your unwavering commitment and passion is so inspiring. Hope you can today take stock and be proud of all that you've achieved, an engaged community, dynamic guests, and a whole bunch of new, honed, and refined skills from literally daily working on your craft. Go Gronks, Leah. 5 stars.
Thanks, right. Leah.
Thank you.
And Leah. Oh, we also got a mention at someone's wedding.
Oh, yes.
And if you're wondering, it was a heterosexual wedding. It wasn't a same-sex wedding. Just she said, my husband.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying. I actually personally would have liked a same-sex marriage, getting a fucking party there. More fun. I've been to too many hetero weddings.
It sounds disingenuous when you say it like that.
But I've been to, yeah. Nah, they're more fun. Anyway.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
You haven't?
No.
I wonder if JJ's wedding, if he ever does it, will be your first wedding.
It'd be pretty small. No festival vibes.
Yeah, he makes you the cameraman in your lopes.
Losing the footage.
No, but we got a mention at a wedding, and so the wedding was, it's on our Instagram. And so but my thought, because she said, you got a cheeky mention at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how?
Yeah.
How are they listening? Do they walking down the aisle to, it's the Daily Talk? Yeah,
Alexandra and Ryan.
Yeah.
They got married in Byron.
Mate, what a magical place.
And they took a photo.
280 millimetres of downpour right next to the book room.
Yeah. Right near George's mum's bookshop.
George's mum's bookshop's never been busy.
Yeah.
And busier.
Never been busy.
Never been busier. Never been busier since we've started talking about
it. Yeah, tomorrow. I didn't realise that, but she's actually put in have you read that yet?
Yeah. Have you deciphered that?
No, so I was looking. I mean, I just quickly looked to see if I could see the Daily Talk Show, but
classic.
She sent us like a photo of something that was read out. It was beautifully written,
but she said our friend tweaked it, and you got a mention on one of the lines.
Oh, great!
But I don't think it's been tweaked like in the what she sent me.
I mean, it's a book. Unless they published it with our the Daily Talk Show in the book, that would have been great. Imagine
it's really
that.
Nice.
What do you mean the book?
Well, I mean, they've like...
That's a program.
Yeah, yeah, but it's been printed or whatever.
He's never been to a wedding.
Yeah, programs.
Yeah, but it's been printed.
So
they must have tweaked it on the spot rather than writing it with the Daily Talk Show in it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone was confused with that. All right. And tomorrow, more book club updates, but get to at least page 50 by tomorrow, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you at? Because
yeah,
you're at there. Oh, you're at there. Oh, yeah. Great. Right. Awesome. See you tomorrow, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.